and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Very swing, strike two.
And the pitch is nipsy too. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Yeah, yeah.
Blood on my hands, I'm on the fence, I double down. I swing and I miss, I'm kicking the ribs, in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour, riding by the hour, and my heart's right into
5 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Chris Jarrett.
Saturday night baseball in Frisco, Texas. We continue a six-game series against the San Antonio Missions. The Rough Riders in San Antonio with a 7:05 first pitch time. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett with you. Zach Bigley with us tonight as well. 96 degrees and partly cloudy in North Texas. The Rough Riders picking up another shutout win last night to even up the series at 2 wins apiece. Frisco topping San Antonio last night 7-0. Let's welcome in Zach Bigley tonight to talk about it. Zach, it was another really strong starting performance that's starting to become a trend for Frisco in the series.
Yeah, in the month of August, Rough Riders starters have a sub-3 ERA, and that's over 11 games. It's been really, really good for the Rough Riders on the starting side of things so far in this month. Last night, we saw probably the best start we've seen all season by a new Rough Riders starter, Cody Bradford, going 7 innings, 9 strikeouts, shutout baseball, no walks. That's really one of the big things, is when Cody Bradford is on with his command, he is really on, and that's certainly the case last night. And ultimately, this is a guy who we've seen flashes of that brilliance, of that top 30 prospect status. It hasn't been consistent, but last night was a super preview of what we expect to see maybe the rest of the season and what you expect to see at his ceiling, and the Rough Riders certainly took that. It's been a shutout show this season against San Antonio, as the Rough Riders have shut out San Antonio 4 times. They have 4 of their 10 shutouts on the season head-to-head against these missions.
I think one of the most impressive things is you talked about Bradford's start last night. Deep in his start, in the 7th inning, he throws 13 pitches, 10 of them are for strikes. So really on point last night with the amount of pitches that he was using in his start. 7 innings last night for Bradford. That ties his career high, and it's for sure a new season high. Offensively, Luis Angel Acuna, the 20-year-old, with no Aaron Zavala, currently with no Dustin Harris. Those are two huge outfielders, and Acuna, in what's been a packed infield this year, batting second, he just continues to slide right in and get the job done.
Comes in as a 20-year-old, and he finishes a homer shy of the cycle last night with a double, a single, and a triple, and 3 RBIs, a really big part of the Rough Riders' offensive output last night, and he continues to impress on the defensive side as well. He was the Defender of the Year in the Rangers organization last year, and you can certainly see why just from his initial 8 games here with the Rough Riders. It's been really fun to see him, you know, up there. He's a very free swinger. He doesn't take anything away from his hacks at the plate, and it's been really fun to watch. And you have to imagine, as just a 20-year-old, when his body keeps maturing and he keeps getting a little bit stronger, those home runs are going to come. Really excited to see what his future looks like.
All right, it's 7:05 start time between San Antonio and Frisco. We'll take our first break on the Riders Baseball Network. Come back and take a look at the final scores last night and take a look at the starting times tonight around the Texas League, as San Antonio and Frisco set for Game 5 of a 6-game series at 7:05 tonight. Back after this on the Riders Baseball Network. Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back with you on the Riders Baseball Network before 7:05 first pitch time. I'm Chris Jarrett. Zach Bigley will join us for the call of the game between San Antonio and Frisco. Riders in their slates tonight. And San Antonio in their road grays. They've got the blue cap and the khaki bill. A sharp look. I like that hat with the khaki bill. San Antonio rocking tonight. Frisco evened up the series last night, picking up a 7-0 shutout win. The Riders evening up the series. with another shutout as they were able to get the job done last night, out hitting San Antonio 10-3. Frisco able to score four runs in the bottom of the fifth, and they really pulled away approaching the latter innings. Amarillo last night topped Springfield 10-7 in a ballgame that had five combined errors in 25 total hits. Yes, that was in Hodgetown last night. Midland on the road at One Oak Field, able to take down the Tulsa Drillers 8-2, the final score. And then Wichita over Corpus Christi 7-3. Arkansas did pull off the no-hitter last night. A trio of pitchers as they were able to shut out Northwest Arkansas 6-0 and pick up another no-hitter. The Mariners' prospects continue to have really, really sharp pitching this season. How does that shape up the second half standings? Frisco winning, Midland again winning last night in Tulsa. The Rockhounds only 5-5 in their last 10. Frisco winners of 7 of their last 10. But Midland continues what feels like for a good while now, continuing a stretch of remaining two games in first place in the Texas League South. The Riders 22-15, Midland at 24-13. And again, Frisco hotter recently, but Midland winning on the right nights to hold that two-game lead over Frisco. Some start times tonight as we get closer to our 7:05 first pitch time. All of these series continuing and one ball game already underway. Corpus Christi on the road in Wichita. They lead the win search 4-1. The Rough Riders will go down to Whataburger Field and take on the Hooks next week. Six-game series beginning next Tuesday. Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas with a 7:05 start time, along with Tulsa, Midland, and Amarillo and Springfield. Frisco and San Antonio, a 7:05 first pitch time as well. We'll step aside one more time in the Riders pregame show. Come back and take a look at starting lineups in our starting pitching matchup tonight. A pair of right-handers getting the go for Frisco and the Missions. 7:05 first pitch time coming up quickly on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Our three-man umpire crew currently making their way up the first baseline. And tonight behind the plate, it'll be Harrison Silverman calling the balls and strikes. Tanner Dobson is our crew chief. He'll be at third, and Willie Traynor over at first. Our guys heading to home plate for the home plate meeting between the two teams. Quickly now, let's look at tonight's starting pitching matchup. First, for the San Antonio Missions, the 25-year-old, the right-hander at 6'2", 195 pounds, Nolan Watson, the former first-rounder by the Kansas City Royals back in 2015. And Watson, out of the gate in the Royals system, making a lot of starts, but after he was elected free agency, picked up by the Padres earlier before this season, tonight will be his 12th start, but his 24th appearance, and he's really gone 50-50 between bullpen and in the starting rotation. Watson this year, 72 punchouts in 67 and a third innings of work, a 5.08 earned run average. But we saw him go really, really strongly the last time against the Rough Riders That was back on July 10th. Watson, six scoreless innings of just one-hit baseball. He walked a batter, hit a batter, but struck out nine, and that one was at the Wolf. And boy, what a go that was for Nolan Watson. Of course, he's looking to replicate that tonight. The Frisco, though, picking up their second win of the week, last time out, a 7-0 shutout. For the Rough Riders, Zach Kent, the ninth rounder in 2019 out of VMI. Kent, 1-2 this season with a 5.10 ERA. Tonight will be Kent's 17th start of the season, as he was earlier today activated off of the 10-day injured list. Kent ready to go. Drafted in 2019, cracked Spokane, and then in 2021, Hickory and Frisco. All of this year for Kent has been with the AA Rough Riders. He's got 68 strikeouts and 65 and a third innings of work. And Kent, as of late, as the season has matured, he's gotten a lot sharper. The last time out, though, in August on the third, five innings of work, four earned runs on seven hits. He did strike out five and no walks, but four earned runs on the seven hits for Kent. He's looking to try and do what he did last time against San Antonio. It was three scoreless innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, and three strikeouts. Take a look at the starting lineups quickly as Jared Gettert breaking his way back to the Rough Riders dugout, which means it's just about time to meet those Frisco Rough Riders tonight. We'll start first for the starting lineup for San Antonio at 16-21 in the second half. They're 54-50 overall this season. They're eight games out of first place in the second half, but for no matter, San Antonio won the first half title, guaranteeing them a postseason spot at the end of the regular season. The Missions with the shortstop, Domingo Leyva at the top of the card. Tirso Ornelas batting second. Yorman Rodriguez batting third. And Webster Rivas in the cleanup spot. Juan Fernandez batting fifth. Brandon Dixon back batting sixth. And then 7-8-9 of Melian, Reyes, and Acosta. National anthem time at Riders Field. First pitch next between San Antonio and Frisco. The Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1. High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation. The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
It's game five of a six-game series between the Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along as Zach Kent takes the ball for the Rough Riders, fresh off the injured list. He looks to have another strong start. His last go before he hit the injured list a week ago, five innings, allowing four runs, but a little bit misleading. He allowed all four of those runs in the first inning and looked really solid after that. And he looks for another good go against this Missions lineup that the Rough Riders have shut out twice this week, Chris. It's been really dominating pitching.
Yeah, and it started on the starting spot. The starters have really done a great job of setting the tone early. And you mentioned even, you know, the last time out for Ken, it was a tough first inning, but he was able to bounce back and really finish strong, and he's going to need that. This Missions lineup, for the most part, offensively, has had the lid cut down pretty tight, and so you got to think that they're going to come out and be aggressive at the plate, or at least look to try to do so.
Well, even though the Rough Riders' pitching has been really good, the series is split right now. Two games apiece through four. We play game five tonight. The Rough Riders at 22-15 in the second half, two games back of the Midland Rockhounds, who lead the Texas League South. Domingo Leyba, the switch hitter, is in for the left side, and we are set for baseball from Frisco as Zach Kent squares his shoulders to the third base bag, winds, and away we go. It's a fastball high and upstairs inside. One ball and no strikes. We're underway at 7:06 in the p.m. It's a warm day here in Frisco. Wind back in the 1-0. There's a high pop-up, skyscraping right in the infield. Kent vacates the mound. Foscue takes his place, climbing over the hill, and makes a basket catch on the first base side with both feet on the grass. One out, just two pitches in. Really nice play by Foscue. That's a tough play to have to climb up the hill, keep your eye on the baseball up in the high blue skies. Able to haul it in basket style, and here's Tirso Ornelas just underway. Top of the first, one out, no score. Kent winds back and fires. Just inside, missing with the heater at 93, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ornelas, 2-for-16 in the series. Kent winds back in the 1-0. Fastball clips the outer edge for a strike at 94, and the count goes to 1-1. Mentioned it's a warm day, 95 degrees, our first pitch temperature, with a feels like of 97. 1-1. Way high of the zone. Another fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. Sunshine up above, 7-mile-an-hour winds, blowing softly out to left field. Kent, the right-hander, rocks back, and he deals in the 2-1. Ground ball foul, right side. On the slider from Kent, and it's two balls and two strikes. Zach Kent, the 24-year-old, 6'3", 208-pounder, native of Virginia,
Did his schooling at VMI, Virginia Military Institute. Number 20 prospect in the organization. He's had a little bit of an up-and-down year this year, but he's been good lately. He has his sign from his catcher, David Garcia. Right-hander ready to go. He's back into his wind in the 2-2. Change-up fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Overall this season, the numbers all with Frisco. 1-2, a 5-1-0 ERA. He's making his 17th start. 68 strikeouts and 65 and a third innings. 2-2. Soft liner, shallow left center, and it falls for a base hit. Aparicio comes in and gets it back in quickly from left. Tirso Ornelas, who the Rough Riders have done a pretty good job of recently, picking up a single here in the first. That's just his third hit of the series.
That's him seeing a pitch, breaking ball on the outside edge of the plate, knowing that if he could just poke his bat on it, the rest is going to take care of itself. That's exactly what happened. Just kind of dunked it in a left center field. A really tough bat, as you mentioned. They've done a good job on him lately, but a really tough bat from the left side for that reason.
He's hitting 290, still after going 2-for-16 in the series. It's entering into today. Here's Yorman Rodriguez. First pitch. Straightens him up on a high and tight heater. One ball, no strikes. Let's take a look at the defense behind Zach Kent today. Miguel Aparicio is out in left field. Josh Stowers roams in center. And Jax Biggers gets his third straight outfield assignment. He is out in right field. Kent ready from the stretch. 1-0. Upper edge outside corner with a slider, and the count goes to 1-1. Along the infield, it's Justin Foskey with third, Jonathan Ornelas at short, Luis Angel Acuna, the 20-year-old, has second, while Jordan Procession mans first, and David Garcia does the catching. Kent rocks in the 1-1. A pop-up on the infield. Foskey again coming in from third near the mound, and he dropped it, but he just picks it up and fires onto second for the out. Oh, my goodness. So it's not a pop-out. Instead, it goes as a 5-4 fielder's choice. Tirso Ornelas going to say hi to Jonathan Ornelas over at second base.
Well, and for the exact reason, Zach, you mentioned it was a tough catch for Foskey on the first pop-out in this inning. That's why, is because he's approaching the mound, and really, as you're seeing the ball come down, you're thinking in your brain at any point, my feet are going to start to uphill a little bit, and I'm going to find that mound. He never really did. And I think that kind of rattled around in Foskey's brain and might have played a trick on him.
Well, the good thing is, no harm, no foul. Got the out. So right. Runner at first, two down now in the first in the pitch. High and outside to Webster Rivas. One ball, no strikes. Tough series so far for Rivas. He has not picked up a hit. 0-for-15 in the set. Infield back. Kent rocks and delivers. Just misses inside. It's two balls, no strikes. 95 on the fastball from Kent. Rough Riders with the slate uniform tops today. Red double R ball cap and the cream pants, their uniform combo. 2-0. Off the end of the bat, squibber to short. Ornelas has it covered. Slings it onto second the short way, and he gets him there. And the side comes to a close in the first inning. So no runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base in the first inning. Nice inning for Zach Kent. He rolled to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's San Antonio nothing and Frisco coming up after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride! In
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
With the love. Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. With the love.
A nice inning for Zach Kent in the top of the first, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. Rough Riders scoreless with San Antonio. They'll send Jonathan Ornelas, Luis Angel Acuna, and Justin Foscue, the top three in the order, against a very familiar face on the mound in Nolan Watson. Watson is playing in his sixth game, pitching in his sixth game against the Rough Riders this season, making his third start. Right-hander, former first-round pick by the Royals. From the stretch, first pitch. Just hums inside, and it's one ball and no strikes on Ornelas, the Riders' shortstop, hitting 307 on the year. 12 home runs, 50 runs batted in. Watson from the stretch. He kicks and rifles in. Swing and a miss. Low of the zone with a fastball and the count even at 1-1. Picked in the first round is with the 33rd overall pick by the Royals in 2015. Watson came over as a free agent. 1-1. Strike on the outside corner. Another fastball and it's now 1-2. And with San Antonio, he has had much more difficulty overall than he has head-to-head against the Rough Riders. 1-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Overall, his season numbers, 3-4 with a 5.08 ERA. He's making his 12th start of the year and his 24th appearance. He stretches. 2-2 on the way. Off the outside corner, it misses. 3 balls and 2 strikes. But against the Rough Riders, a 3.77 ERA, and he's holding Rough Riders hitters to just a 1.73 batting average this year. Ornelas just 1-for-6 against him this season. Three, two. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider off the outside corner for strike three. And there's one out in the first inning. Ornelas worked it full, but a good slider after a majority fastballs in that at-bat. One away, bases clear, no score. Here's Luis Angel Acuna. What a night for Acuna last night. Highlighted it in the pregame show. Stretch from Watson, first pitch. Slider clips the outside corner right at the knees, and it's 0-1. Acuna, a 3-for-5 night. He finished a home run shy of the cycle. 0-1. He swings, chops it off the plate, right side. The first baseman, Dixon, has it. Underhand to the covering pitcher, Watson, and he just beats Acuna to the bag. 2 outs. Difficult play with the fleet of foot. Acuna making his way down the first baseline very well and making it a close play, but Watson just able to get there in time. 2 quick outs, and here's Justin Foscue. No score, bottom of the first inning. Acuna also driving in 3 runs last night. 7-0 Rough Riders win. Right on right, first pitch. Outside corner, a strike. Fastball is good from Watson. It'll be in the mid-90s. Foscue, another hit last night, a 1-for-4 performance. He's 6-for-14 in the series. 0-1. High off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-1. He homered in the opener of this set, giving him his 10th long ball of the year. Hands above his head, bat parallel to the ground over his shoulder. 1-1. Soft roller up the middle. Shortstop Leyva to his left. Picks from behind the second base bag. A low throw to first in time as it's dug out by Dixon. And the side comes to a close. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. And a nice play by Domingo Leyva. We roll to the top of the second inning. We're scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top two, nothing, nothing, our score in Frisco. Rough Riders and Missions in game 5 of 6 and game 23 of 24 overall this season going head-to-head. Kent's first pitch to Fernandez. Catches the outside corner for a strike. Good slider from Kent, and it's 0-1. Fernandez, Dixon, and Melion do up. 0-1. Up high with a fastball, 1-1. That's 5, 6, and 7 in the order for San Antonio. Fernandez has been really good this month. 1-1. He swings, flares at foul right side, and the count goes to 1-2. Fernandez in August hitting .378. 14 for 37. He's done his part here in this series, 4 for 14. Rough Riders pitching has been so good in this series that the offensive numbers are pretty feeble for the Missions. 1-2. Ground ball to the right side of the infield. Easy play for Procession at first. He swallows it up and takes it to the bag himself for the out. One away for Brandon Dixon, the first baseman, who was just activated off the injured list today.
Back on Fernandez, no homers for him on the entire season. He had that shot in the ninth inning that went all the way to the warning track. Would have been the tying home run in the ninth inning. It would have been his first of the year, but caught at the wall.
Here's the wind back and the pitch to Dixon. It takes high, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Now that was on Wednesday, and it was really humid that night. The ball was not carrying, and you wonder, maybe even on a night like tonight, if that ball maybe leaves the yard and ties the game up, the pitch. That one's in there for a strike. Slider from Ken at the top of the zone, and it's 1-1. He hit 8 last year, so it's not like he doesn't have power, just none this year. Line back in the 1-1. Dixon fouls it straight back. It's 1-2. No score as we play in the top of the second. Saw Dixon earlier this year, and he was a big part of their offense, but had to be placed on the injured list. 1-2 pitch. Got him looking on the outside corner. Strike 3 call with the curveball from Zach Kent. 2 outs in the first strikeout from the right-hander. First curveball he's pulled out tonight. And he picked a perfect spot to pull it out of his back pocket. Just a gorgeous pitch right on the outside edge. Kelvin Melion stands in now. 2 outs, bases clear, nothing, nothing, our score. Kent back into his wind, he fires. Top of the zone with a heater for a strike, 0-1. Brandon Dixon this year for San Antonio in 17 games, a .318 hitter. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Melion comes up empty on a pitch, diving off the outside corner with the slider. Melion playing in just his 15th game here in San Antonio, hitting .171. Small sample size as he tucks the bat under his left arm, steps out, adjusts the batting gloves. Kent is working at a furious pace right now, as he usually does when he feels pretty good. He's ahead 0-2. He has his sign from Garcia, and the right-hander's 0-2 pitch. Ground ball out to second. Easy play for Acuna. He has it to the belly, throws onto first, and gets him for the final out of the second. A nice 1-2-3 inning, very clean from Zach Kent. 11 pitches for the right-hander, and we roll our way to the bottom of the second inning. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts things off for the Rough Riders in the second inning. No score. Nolan Watson kicks home the first pitch. Right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Fastball, and it's 0-1. Kellen Strom, David Garcia, Jax Biggers. The 3-2 up for the Rough Riders. It's 4-5-6, middle third. 0-1. Another one right down the heart. And it's 0-2. Kellen Strom continues to find his way on base. He had a 37-game on-base streak snapped last Sunday. But since then, he's reached in his last four games. 0-2. Just outside, one ball, two strikes. He's got his family in town this week. Good to catch up with his folks. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him upstairs with the fastball. Move it off the outside corner. Second strikeout for Nolan Watson, and there's one away in the second. David Garcia makes his way to the plate now. It's always good to have your folks in town, though, and get to play in front of them. To catch up a little bit with the hometown roots. It's a big time for Strom as well with NFL training camp going on. Pitch in. Ground ball foul right side, and the count goes to 0-1. Kellen Strom's really good friend and his high school quarterback, Justin Herbert, is in training camp currently and in preseason football with the Chargers. 0-1, fouled back. Count goes to 0-2 on Garcia. No score as we play in the bottom half of the second inning. So Strom going to try to get out to some Chargers games this year and see Herbert play, as he usually does. We're trying to get Herbert to come out here to Frisco this summer, but just couldn't quite make it happen. Pull side shift on the infield for Garcia. Watson brings it home. Looks off the outside corner and misses. And it's one ball and two strikes. Watson has been pinpoint with his accuracy so far in this ballgame. If you take away the first batter of the game, Jonathan Ornelas, the pitch just low. And the count goes to 2-2. He has had a first pitch strike to every batter so far. 2-2. Ground ball softly hit right up the middle, and it scoots through for a base hit. And David Garcia has the first hit for the Rough Riders. Able to sneak it back up the box. Kelvin Melion, the second baseman, was playing for the pull side. And Garcia able to sneak that in between him and the second base bag. So Jax Biggers climbs in now. 0-0 our score in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch. Hard liner just over the top of Brandon Dixon at first down the right side. Garcia around second, motoring to third, and he stops right there. Runners at the corners, just one out for the Rough Riders here in the second. They've got something cooking. Well, Biggers has been attacking first pitch all series long. He does it again here. Lining it over the top of the drawn-in Dixon, who is holding on Garcia at first base. He's able to use that to his advantage. Brings up Josh Stowers with an RBI opportunity. A two-run double in yesterday's ball game for Stowers. 7-0 win last night for the Rough Riders. After the first four retired by Watson, two consecutive hits. Right-hander ready from the stretch. First pitch to Stowe. Off the outside corner and misses with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Stowers at double, just his second hit of the series, though he has walked four times in the set. 1-0. One's down to the heart of the plate for a strike. One ball and one strike on the Riders, center fielder in the seventh spot of the order tonight. Miguel Aparicio on deck, and then Jordan Procession. Biggers takes his lead from first. 1-1. Stowers fouls it straight back, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders went 6-for-13 last night with runners in scoring position. And usually that's a pretty good winning recipe. Especially when pitching has been as good as Frisco has seen lately. Trying to come up with another hit with a runner in scoring position here. 1-2. Slider inside. 2-2. Stowers this year with 36 runs batted in his second season with the Rough Riders. Became the first 2020 player in franchise history last year. Runner takes off, 2-2. Strike three called. Throw to second. Safe. Biggers swipes his third bag of the year. Stowers down on strikes, though. Third strikeout for Watson, and there are two outs now in the second. But a base hit for Miguel Aparicio can bring in two with two in scoring position. Aparicio in from the left side. Right-hander Watson ready from the stretch. First pitch. Off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Aparicio playing in just his ninth game with the Rough Riders this year. 2-14 on the batting average. 6-for-28. 1-0. Takes high. Slider backed up on him. Two balls, no strikes. Nothing our score. Bottom of the second inning. Two in scoring position. Two outs for the Rough Riders. Watson, 2-0. Inside, and the count goes to three balls and no strikes. With another left-handed hitter, Jordan Procession, on deck. Aparicio just the one RBI so far with Frisco this year on his lone home run. Watson the 3-0. Way outside, ball four. Riders have him loaded. A four-pitch walk for Nolan Watson, and here's Jordan Procession. Rough Riders with four grand slams this year. Procession one for two with the bases loaded this year. Three RBIs. Overall, as a team, the Rough Riders are hitting 337 with the bases loaded this year. A 945 OPS. That'll play. Bases loaded, two outs. No score in the second. Watson kicks it in. Outside. One ball, no strikes. He's missed with five in a row now. For Watson, walks haven't necessarily been a big problem for him this year. He's ready from the stretch. 1-0. Flutters on the outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike. We're even at 1-1. He has had some starts where he loses command a little bit. His season high, four walks. That was actually against the Rough Riders on July 4th. 1-1. In the air out to left center field, Tirso Ornelas angling over to his left. He's under it, and he puts it away for the final out of the second inning. So the Rough Riders load the bases, but can't push the initial run across. No runs on two hits, no errors, and three left on base. We go to the top of the third inning. No score still. And Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play, and we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Scoreless at Riders Field as we start the third. Zach Catt, the right-handed starter, back on the bump. His first pitch. Fours in a fastball. Upper inside edge of the zone, 0-1 to the right fielder, Ripken Reyes. San Antonio sending 8-9-1 of their order to the plate. Kent already ready for the 0-1. Inside, he breezes it towards the hands of Reyes, turn him away. Now one ball and one strike. Two innings already tonight for Kent. Only one base hit he's allowed, came back in the first. One ball, one strike. Ground ball weakly hit to first. Procession there for it, the listed catcher. Over at first base tonight, and he jogs it to first, calls off Kent, taps the pillow himself. Three pitches, one gone for Kent, and that's been the focus for him tonight. Bases clear, one gone, bottom of the order, Matthew Acosta, the center fielder, next. Longest at-bat for the right-hander tonight has been six pitches. Back in his second inning, 11 pitches, nine strikes for Kent. First toss home. In the air and behind the net. Acosta slaps it foul, and it's 0-1. Back in the first inning, had a six-pitch AB. That was to Tirso Ornelas. Had a 2-2 count, fouled one away, and then dropped a base hit out to left center. The only hit of the night for him so far. 0-1. Just missed high. Went back to the fastball, and it's 1-1. We mentioned Cody Bradford in his 7 innings last night. Low pitches were paramount. 1-1. Drops in a breaking ball at 83. And now ahead of the count to Acosta, 1-2. Righty-lefty to the center fielder Acosta with the bases clear. Right side of the infield adjusted for him. The pitch home. Hold to Procession at first. Boots it up his wrist. Can't dig it out of the dirt. And a ground ball that eats up Pro over on the right side of the infield. Kent was there for him if the ball could get settled down on a hot chopper. And couldn't quite do it. That's on the fourth pitch of the at-bat to Acosta, and that turns the lineup card back to the top. Domingo Leyba now. Righty-lefty to the switch hitter. First pitch. Pulled in the air, high out to right field. Biggers underneath it. Now coming in. Right in a pocket of sunshine in right field and makes the catch. Leyba 89 off the bat as he pulled a fastball. But not a lot of pop on the swing. Velo of 94 did most of the work to get it out to right field, and there's two gone. Leyba 0 for 2 tonight on 3 pitches to him. Runner at first base, here's Tirso Ornelas. Wide open stance from the left side. The yellow batting gloves on Kent. Lefty-righty, runner at first. And the pitch, runner goes. Now going back to first as Garcia knew he had him fried. I don't know if Acosta got a steal sign or not. Started to go for second base and then absolutely slammed on the brakes. Maybe was trying to tempt the throw from Garcia as he got back to the bag safely. Getting another look on the replay, that looked like it was orchestrated. I don't know. Next toss. Swing and a miss inside. And the count's evened up. 1-1. Kent's been able to work with base runners as Ornelas, Rodriguez, and Rivas back in the first inning. That 2-3-4 stretch of the order for the Missions all were on base. Kent the break even. Fastball missing down and in. 2-2. And then just kind of a testament of the last start that we talked about against Amarillo. 4 hits total for Zach Kent on 7 hits, but a really lopsided first inning where Amarillo hopped out to an early 4-0 lead after 1 frame. 2-2. Dumps in a fastball low and outside. It catches the zone. And now an evened up count to Ornelas. 2-2. It's been Kent finding his way through this season. First full stop at the AA level. He finished last year in Frisco. 2-2, 2 outs, a pitch, runner goes, missing for ball 3, the throw down, leaks into right center. And now Acosta can head for third, he's in there standing. Procession cuts it off on the throw back in. As that throw from Garcia, offline down to second base, and give Acosta a swipe bag, and then down to third on the second error of the inning. Scoreless between San Antonio and Frisco, and the Missions threatening the first run of the night. Still Zach Kent with a full count on Ornelas and a chance to wiggle out of the inning. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. The right-hander does just that, and he puts a breaking ball down and in right past Ornelas and picks up his 2nd punch out of the night. No runs on no hits, an error, and a man left aboard, and a beauty of a payoff pitch to Ornelas to get the Riders out of the top of the 3rd. Frisco back to the plate for the home half next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together, and that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger.
made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new bacon blue cheese burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third inning as the Rough Riders looking to crack the scoreboard for the first time tonight. They'll do it with the top of the order. Jonathan Ornelas standing in. And the first pitch poured across for a fastball, 0-1. 1-2-3, the top of the order for Frisco, and it's Ornelas, the leadoff hitter. Nolan Watson, the right-handed starter for San Antonio, back on the bump. 0-1. Just missing down. A little outside to Ornelas. The count's evened up, 1-1. Frisco, a prime scoring chance back in the second inning. Back-to-back hits from Garcia and Biggers, the 1-1. Breaking ball, chopped down the ground to short. Leyba's there for it, sets and fires across the diamond. Got it to Dixon in time. Three pitches, all that's needed to retire Ornelas, and there's one gone. Toughest inning so far tonight for Nolan Watson. But no runs of it. Able to deal with the bases loaded around him in two outs. Jordan Procession, an RBI chance for Frisco with the bases loaded, and he popped out to left field. Luis Angel Acuna stands in the first pitch. Watson puts it across, breaking ball right in the middle of the zone at 84, and it's 0-1. Acuna tripled, doubled, and singled last night, the 0-1. Tapper at the plate, and it dies right off the end of the bat. Out in front of the same pitch and the same location to him, 0-2. Got that triple in his second trip to the plate. He flew out to right field in the first inning, but then a two-run triple in the third. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the slider down and away, and Acuna on three pitches done. Fourth strikeout of the night for Nolan Watson. Two outs for him, should say, on six pitches in the third inning. Bases clear for the third baseman, Justin Foscue. Frisco and San Antonio are all evened up in this series. The Missions have already clinched their way to the Texas League postseason picture at the end of the regular season. First pitch to Foscue. Popped in the air behind home plate. That's coming back our way. Nope, went down to the second level. Went down to the seat, sounds like. No balls and a strike to Foscue.
Sounds like someone made a heck of a catch.
Watson ready from the right, the 0-1. Just missed low. 1-1 and one strike to Foscue. He had a 1-for-3 night last night. 1-1. Breaking ball taken for strike two. Looks a little bit like what Watson did against Frisco in his recent appearance against the Riders. Except for the second inning that Frisco did tonight with the two hits. They had three base runners in the second. The last time Watson faced Frisco, that was on July 10th at the Wolf. The Rough Riders went to the fifth inning without picking up their first hit. Just two base runners through four innings of work on the right-hander. 1-2, way outside. 2-2. That was in a Jack Leiter start where San Antonio raced out of the gate. It was 4-0 after one, 7-0 after two, and then 10-0 after the fourth. 2-2 pitch. Foscue starts to go, but did he go? Ooh, up the first baseline, the appeal. And Willie Traynor says that Foscue held up. Webster Rivas slapped a tag on Foscue like it was a drop strike three, and everybody was striding off the infield. But now it's a full count.
Watson, the payoff pitch. Inside, it misses on a breaking ball, and he lost him. Second walk of the night for the right-hander. And a two-out base runner gives Kellen Strom a crack at it in the bottom of the third. Foscue now aboard. He's been easily on base and every night so far this week. Making a five-game on-base streak for Foscue. Righty-righty to Strom, the first pitch. Breaking ball that just clips the outer edge, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders saluting the Dallas Black Giants tomorrow night, a 6:05 start. No balls and a strike. Strom backed away from the right side on a fastball high up and in. And that one just outside of the zone, 1-1. So the Dallas Black Giants jerseys tomorrow. Fans getting a giveaway at the gates, 1-1. Swing and a miss. And a breaking ball down and in. Count now to Strom, 1-2. Foscue at first base. Two outs in the bottom of the third as another strong pitching performance tonight. The 1-2, Foscue going for second, and Strom, a tapper at the plate, and it goes straight down and dies in the dirt. Still one ball and two strikes. Foscue motoring for second, as he's got one swiped bag this year. He's been caught three times. That maybe could have been number two. David Garcia on deck. Picked up the first Frisco hit back in the second inning. The 1-2 to Strom. Breaking ball called strike three. Fifth strikeout of the night for Watson as he's thrown three scoreless innings on Saturday night in Frisco. Still looking for this ballgame's first run. We go to the fourth inning, and Zach Kent back on the mound after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Three scoreless innings already behind us tonight. About a 10 minutes away from the top of the 8 o'clock hour from Frisco, Texas. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you, your broadcasters tonight. Heart of the order, due up for the missions. Here's Yorman Rodriguez. First pitch from Zach Kent. It's a wave and a miss, 0-1. Got him with the beauty of a changeup at 85 miles an hour. No balls and a strike. Just high. Went back to the fastball there, and it's 1-1. Kent, in the third inning of work, faced a little bit of trouble as Frisco making two errors defensively. The 1-1. In the air, softly hit out to right. Biggers charging in, slides off the top of his glove. Now the throw to second base. Ornelas with the tag, not in time. Rodriguez hopping on the opportunity to take two on the Riders. And San Antonio quickly with a runner in scoring position to start the fourth. That's a tough outcome in right field as Biggers looked like he was in the right spot at the right time, just couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, he slid, and then it almost went over him. He was just able to get the glove up, and it went just off the top of his glove. And maybe looking back at that one, might have been able to stay on his feet and try to make that catch on the line drive, but that's a really tough play for a guy who's not used to playing out in right field.
Just the second hit of the night for San Antonio. A double straight up for Yorman Rodriguez, his 20th of the year. Righty-righty to Webster Rivas. First pitch, slapped over the net behind home plate. Screaming liner to the sweet level, and it's 0-1. Both starting pitchers sharp tonight, as Kent, 39, offers 26 of them in the red through three innings, and only one hit allowed. He had three strikeouts in three innings. The 0-1 inside as Rivas turned away. Evens up the count at 1-1. Check that, just two strikeouts for Kent tonight. He picked up number two to end the third inning. Right-hander's 1-1. Slapped on a late swing foul from Rivas. Breaking ball that started to make its way back into the zone. Just had to fight it away, and it's now 1-2. Rivas 0-1 tonight after reaching on a fielder's choice, a ground out that ended the first inning. David Garcia out to the mound. Jonathan Ornelas wants a quick word as well. Winner of tonight's game takes a one-game advantage in the series heading into tomorrow and ensures at least a split series this week against the other. Tied at two wins apiece, the Rough Riders have posted a pair of shutouts against San Antonio in the series. 1-2 in the air up the first baseline and heading towards the visitor's bullpen. Over top of it, bounces over towards the bullpen bar, still 1-2. It's prime foul ball territory. A pack of youngsters over there with their gloves on. Kent working with Rodriguez at second, a leadoff double. Big league for him. He gets back to second, the 1-2. High and inside, 94 on a fastball that got away on the right-hander a little bit. It's 2-2. That velocity for Kent was not something that he's always had as he steps off the mound. Rivas calling for time. Virginia Military Institute was one of the very few, if not the only school that gave him an honest look to go play college baseball anywhere. Had to have that conversation with his parents. Kent spins off and checks Rodriguez back to second. Nobody out in the top of the fourth, and an even count to the catcher Webster Rivas. 2-2. That conversation of, this is a military institute. Yeah, you're going to play baseball, but you still have to do that part of it. The 2-2 off the plate. Garcia lost it behind home. Has to rip the mask off and make sure Rodriguez stays at second. 3-2. And then in his preparation through college ball after high school, that's really where he took the velo jump. And that fastball that sat in the mid to upper 80s, almost completely flopping into the mid-90s. 3-2. Kent kicks and throws. Hard hit, line drive out to left center. It falls in front of Stowers for a base hit. Rodriguez gets the stop sign. He blows through it as the throw back in cut off. And an RBI base hit for Webster Rivas. San Antonio strikes first in the fourth. It's 1-0 Missions. Just a hanging breaking ball that Rivas was able to see all the way and picked it up in the bottom part of the zone. 1-2 off the bat for an RBI single.
It was a ball that was off to the right side of Stowers in center, and he has a very strong throwing arm, but he bobbled it a little bit, and so no play at home. But until we get on the board, Kenneth looked really good up to this point after that double and the single by Rivas.
Here's Juan Fernandez. First pitch, a swing and a miss down in the zone. 86 miles an hour. Dying off speed makes it 0-1. Fernandez a ground out to Procession back in the second inning. He was the leadoff hitter for San Antonio when they went 5-6-7. Kent ready in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Dialed up the fastball to him. And it's now 0-2. They'd love a ground ball here.
Chris, you were talking about earlier, the longest at-bat, just six pitches to a hitter. That was seven to Webster Rivas, and really one of the only at-bats that had given him trouble since the first inning.
0-2, lifted in the air, foul. Still an 0-2 count to Fernandez, the third baseman. That at-bat to Rivas, the only, well, I should say the second full count that Kent's had to deal with tonight. He had a three-ball count back in the third inning. That was when Ornelas went down swinging. Kent sitting 0-2. Roczen comes home. High and in. 93 miles an hour on the fastball that can't be straightened up. And it's one ball and two strikes. A dangerous Brandon Dixon awaiting on deck, who's making his return from the 60-day injured list here tonight. Here's Kent's 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Throws him on the breaking ball outside edge of the plate. And there's the third strikeout of the night for Zach Kent and the first out in the fourth inning. Second backwards K for Zach Kent. And here comes the first baseman, Brandon Dixon.
We were told Kent will go four-ish innings, and then we'll probably see Avery Weems for the long relief, but there might be a buffer in between there.
Ready to Dixon. First pitch high and outside. Looks like the entire bullpen is up and stretching right now.
It's a party out there.
Guys, five or six guys doing individual stretches. Kent continuing to labor on his Saturday night start. One ball, no strikes. Comes home. Taken strike one. 93 miles an hour as Dixon was able to hold up a swing, but a pitch that just clipped the outside edge. That the 50th pitch of the night for Zach Kent. Here comes number 51 on the break even. Down and away. One ball and one strike. For context, Nolan Watson with 50 pitches, 30 strikes. Kent had been more efficient. He's ran into longer at-bats in this top of the fourth inning. Ready to Dixon. The 2-1 pitch. High drive out to straightaway center. Stower is giving it a long chase. Approaching the fence. At the wall. Leaps. And that ball's gone. 105 off the bat of Brandon Dixon. Making his return tonight. That one goes 410 feet. Three to nothing, San Antonio.
It's kind of the opposite of the last start that we saw for Kent, where he allowed four in the first and then really locked things in. Well, he had been locked in through the first three innings, and it's been tough here in the fourth.
First pitch to Kelvin Melian drops into the zone, 0-1. It's a sixth home run of the year for Dixon. And again, had not seen action after coming off the 60-day injured list. He brings Rivas around with him. The 0-1 sent in the air to left field. That falls in front of Aparicio and a one-out base hit. Kelvin Melian hopping in on the action. It's the fourth hit of the inning allowed on Kent. He was through three innings with just one hit given up. Those three innings scoreless. Frisco's bullpen continues to stretch. Nobody throwing, though. Looks like this is Zach Kent's frame. One gone and a runner at first base. It's gone double, RBI single, looking strikeout, homer single. First pitch, Ripken Reyes, a line drive out to right field. That falls in front of Biggers on a couple hops for a base hit. Melian to second, and he stops there. Third consecutive hit and the fifth of the inning given up by Kent. 3-0 San Antonio with two on and only one out. Bottom of the order due up now. Back-to-back one-pitch singles for San Antonio in this fourth inning, and now a trip to the mound for David Garcia to slow things down a bit. Here comes Jeff Andrews.
This is good. Slow things down for Kent. I mean, this is a bunch of hits and very few pitches. I mean, the last four pitches, it's gone homer, single, single, and so trying to make things a little bit slower for Kent as this game can speed up in a hurry, and right on cue, a little action going out in the bullpen as well for the Rough Riders as Matt Wivenis has started to throw. He made his Riders debut a couple nights ago, coming off Tommy John surgery.
Able to chat with Matt, who was a Rule 5 guy, talked about that process. Absolutely no contact. As opposed to the draft, where even sometimes the draft, you can go, if you're not like a top 10, top 15, top 20, and even in those rounds, you can sometimes have really, really little communication with teams that are going to sign you. But in the Rule 5 situation, Wiven has said zero contact. Just basically, hey, be expecting a phone call from this team. That's exactly what happened. Trip to the mound for Jeff Andrews, said and done with. Bottom of the order in Matthew Acosta standing in the first pitch, a taken strike, 0-1.
One of the few guys who was drafted in the Rule 5 draft but not drafted in the actual draft. He was a free agent signing out of Indy Ball.
Kent checks second, kicks the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Acosta way over top of the breaking ball. Melian at second, Reyes at first. Acosta reached on an error back in the third inning, able to steal second and advance to third on a throwing error. Kent's 0-2, high and outside. One ball, two strikes. San Antonio with three already in, and all of them in this inning. Rough Riders will have to get things going, and they'll have to do it on Nolan Watson. Right-hander's been solid tonight. No runs on, just two hits for the Riders. 1-2 offer. Swing and a miss, strike three. Big strikeout for Zach Kent. He picks up his fourth punch out of the night, and there's two gone. Top of the order now in Domingo Leyba, as Zach Kent ends a streak of what was three consecutive hits. Picks up a strikeout. Costa now 0-2, and here's the shortstop, Domingo Leyba. Couple flyouts for him tonight. He popped out on the second pitch of the ballgame, and then a flyout deep to right back in the third. Righty-lefty to the switch hitter, the first toss. High and outside. Counts 1-0. Frisco from here will go down to Corpus Christi next week. Six-game series on the road. Rough Riders have been playing good baseball away from Riders Field. That's really been a season trend. The 1-0. Just missing a little bit high. Outside delay, but two balls, no strikes. Rough Riders played nine after the All-Star break. They had three in Arkansas and six in Springfield, and won seven of those. Two balls, no strikes. Kent comes home. There's a taken strike. It's 2-1. They won six of those nine, should say, after winning the first two in Arkansas and then four of six in Springfield. Two balls and a strike from Kent, the pitch. Taking strike two. Leyba hasn't offered at one in this at-bat. Two misses of the zone to him, and then back-to-back taking strikes. Road trip for Frisco before that recent series and before the All-Star break was when they took four of six in San Antonio. The series before that, they took four of six in Arkansas. It's been really good baseball for the Riders on the road this year. Kent, a long look down the chute. Now coming set from the right side with two on and two out. The 2-2 inside as Leyba started to load up. What a pitch that was really tight inside on the hands. Counts full, three balls, two strikes as Matt Wibinus, the right-hander, continuing to get loose for Frisco. Now time called out of the mound. Could be the final batter faced for Kent tonight on Domingo Leyba, as he's just shy of 70 pitches. Kent set from the right, and the 70th pitch of the night. Runners go, golfed up the first baseline, and it's heading towards San Antonio's bullpen. We'll do the action pitch over again. Both runners will be going once more with two out in the inning and a 3-2 count to Leyba. It's Melian going back to second and Reyes jogging back to first base. A start that was otherwise really solid for Zach Kent through three innings. Only one hit. No walks, two strikeouts. But then this fourth frame. Again, the 3-2. Ground ball right side. Procession on a couple hops has it, and he'll jog it to first. That'll do it. San Antonio getting busy for the first time tonight, and they bring three in, highlighted by a two-run shot from Brandon Dixon, his sixth home run of the year. Bottom of the fourth inning coming your way next. The Rough Riders with work to be done. They trail San Antonio 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Three to nothing, Mission's out in front. The Rough Riders at 5-6-7 due up. David Garcia standing in, and the first pitch from Nolan Watson, the right-handed starter, missing low. One ball, no strikes on a fastball spiked in the dirt. We're off and running in the bottom of the fourth. Frisco getting out hit tonight 6-2. It's 3-0 Missions. The 1-0. Fastball inside. Garcia leaves it alone. Two balls, no strikes. Around the major leagues tonight, Cubs and Reds continuing their series. It's currently 3-2 Chicago on the road. Great American Ballpark. 2-0. Garcia turns one hard on the ground to second. Melian on an E. Gloves it. Throws to first and got him. Garcia 1-0-5 on a hot scooter to second. There's one gone. We were pretty busy. We had a ball game on the night of the Field of Dreams game. That was back on Tuesday, Wednesday. Certainly not as exciting as last year's game, but still just a ball game that kind of deserves your attention. Jack Spiggers now. First pitch finds his own 0-1.
I don't think you'll ever be able to top last year's game. A walk-off home run with everything that surrounded that by Tim Anderson.
Kind of crazy how they had those fireworks ready to go. The 0-1 off the plate. One ball, one strike. No game next year.
Crazy.
Kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Construction in the area, so they can't do the game next year. One ball, one strike. Biggers with a high drive out to right field, deep to the wall, and it bangs off the middle of the wall. Reyes throws it back into second, a stand-up double for Jax Biggers. 375 feet, and that close to his second homer of the year. Man. I mean, that ball is 4 feet, 3 feet, lower the line.
Hit it too hard.
Yeah.
Too much of a line drive.
375, what we were talking about, of would it dong in that ballpark outside of Riders Field. That one probably flies in a lot of different places. First pitch to Josh Stowers in a checking swing. Comebacker to the mound, and Watson easily relays to first, and there's the second out. Miguel Aparicio is next.
We were talking with Jax the other day about how he only has the one home run in Amarillo and how he's come really close to having a few home runs. That one's the closest he's come.
That sounded really good off the bat. High fastball, and Biggers has been turning things more to right field. Left-handed hitter, gave that one a deep drive. Righty-lefty matchup to Aparicio. First pitch, inside, low. One ball, no strikes. Quad Cities, the high A of the Royals. You see, they had a minor league game there at the Field of Dreams this year. I think that was I don't think they did that last year.
Yeah, I think it was the first year this year.
Watson kicks the 1-0. Aparicio taps one foul, and it's 1-1. Wonder if they'll rotate teams. I mean, I think maybe the Cubs AAA, that's probably one of the only teams in the – I know they're in Iowa.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the really, really few teams that are in that location that can be able to do that.
And they're in Des Moines. Where is the Field of Dreams field located? I actually don't know.
That's a Google question. Is that bad on us for not knowing that?
Probably.
Watson, the 1-1. Breaking ball at 83. Worked its way right back in the middle of the zone, and it's 1-2. Frisco being shut out in the bottom of the fourth, 3-0, as Biggers double out to right field, his second hit of the night. He's got two of the three Frisco hits.
3 hours away from Des Moines. Not too bad.
Starts with a D. 1-2. Slap foul. One ball, two strikes.
It's just outside Dyersville.
Dyersville. That's what it is.
Yeah, Cedar Rapids is really close.
Kind of fitting for the Colonels, the Field of Dreams field. One ball, two strikes, the pitch home. Gets through the legs of Rivas and goes all the way to the backstop. And so Biggers able to easily take third. Evens up the count to Aparicio, two balls, two strikes. Two outs in the fourth inning, and the Riders' first run of the night, a chance to come in 90 feet away. That's a wild pitch.
Quad City's really close. Rochester actually isn't too far away, the Red Wings. Peoria, Illinois.
Watson ready from the right side. Biggers at third. And the 2-2. Chopper right side of the infield. It'll stay fair. Dixon, the first baseman with it, flips to his pitcher, Watson, on the bag covering. And there's the final out of the fourth. Another RBI chance for Frisco. They leave a runner stranded at third base, and still no runs in tonight. It's been a strong start for Nolan Watson. All done through four innings tonight. We go to the fifth inning. Zach Bigley back with you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent back to work in the top of the fifth. First pitch to Tirso Ornelas is inside. It's one ball and no strikes. It's Ornelas Rodriguez and Rivas in this fifth inning. 3-0 San Antonio leads it. Kent Wines in the 1-0. One's low of the zone, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. All 3 runs for San Antonio coming in the top of the fourth inning. RBI single by Webster Rivas and a 2-run home run. 2-0. Chopper foul back behind home, and it's 2-1. Came off the bat of Brandon Dixon coming back from the 60-day injured list today. That was after 3 really strong innings for Zach Kent. Only 1 hit allowed. 2-1. Chopper to the right side of the infield and foul towards the dugout for San Antonio as Rivas comes out of the dugout and swipes it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now on Ornelas, who had that single in the first inning, the only hit allowed by Kent through the first 3. Rocks back, 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider down low and inside, and a nasty breaking ball picks up the strikeout. Key number 5 for Zach Kent, 1 away in the fifth inning. And here's Yorman Rodriguez. And slider's been really good tonight. Staying out of the middle of the plate against Ornelas and picking up that 5th strikeout to start the 5th inning. 3-0 San Antonio. First pitch to Rodriguez. Clips the outside corner again with a slider in its 0-1. Rodriguez began that 4th inning with a double to right field. 0-1 toss. Just high of the zone with a fastball. 1 ball, 1 strike.
We were kind of taken aback seeing Kent come out for the 5th inning of work, over 70 pitches used, but I think a chance to prove something here. Come out after a tough inning and maybe try and iron it back out.
1-1. Popped up. Back behind Omen foul, and it's 1-2.
For Kent, he would have to do it against the stretch of the order that banged him up in the recent 4th inning. 3 runs on 5 hits, but a great start. It's a really good sign to see him take care of Tirso Ornelas, who has a really sharp eye. And against Kent tonight, he's 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts.
1-2. Fouled back into Garcia's glove. He hangs on for strike 3, and it's the 6th strikeout for Zach Kent. So he is coming out and proving himself here in this 5th inning as Webster Rivas makes his way to the plate. Never want to end on a bad inning like that. And he still had some pitches to spare. So sent him back out for the 5th and picks up a couple strikeouts. Rivas, an RBI single in the 4th. First pitch. Curveball. Dips onto the outside corner. A strike. 0-1. Rivas' single was to center. His first hit of the series. 0-1. He fouls it back into Garcia's glove, and Kent is quickly ahead 0-2. He's feeling it. 2 strikeouts. This will be his 12th pitch of the inning. 9 of them for strikes. He rocks back in the 0-2. Just outside. Didn't miss by much of the fastball, and it's 1-2.
Here come those Rangers. 5-4 over Seattle.
Wind back, 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider down low of the zone, and Zach Kent strikes out the side in the 5th. Give him 7 punch-outs, and he's through 5 innings. 3-0 San Antonio. We go to the bottom half of the 5th after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trying to conjure some offense against Nolan Watson as we roll to the bottom half of the fifth inning. They trail 3-0. Nolan Watson has been really good all night long. Only three hits for the Rough Riders, and quite frankly, their only scoring opportunity came back in the second inning when they loaded the bases with two outs. Jax Biggers did double in the fourth, but he was the only base runner in the inning. It's Jordan Procession to start things. First pitch. Slider at the bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So in this fifth inning, as they try to find some runs, it goes 9-1-2 in the order. 0-1 pitch. Another slider, this one just off the outside corner and a little bit low, and the count goes to 1-1. It was Procession at the plate in the second inning with those bases loaded. He flew out to left field. 1-1. He fouls it back behind home in between the legs of both the catcher and Harrison Silverman, the home plate umpire. 1-2. Three runs for San Antonio, all of them coming in the fourth. What a bounce back inning for Zach Kent, striking out the side in the top of the fifth. Pitch in. Fouled straight back by Procession, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders have been held to just three hits. Singles from David Garcia and Jax Biggers in that second inning, and then the double by Biggers in the fourth. It's a team that had 10 hits last night. A 7-0 win. 1-2. Misses away, and it's 2-2. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting Procession against the right-handed throwing Watson. The offering is fouled straight back, and it's still 2-2. Procession hitting .235 this year in limited action. The guy was with the Rough Riders last year. Procession, 29 years old. He'll turn 30 next March. Played a pivotal role off the field as well as on the field as a catcher, kind of mentoring some of the young guys on this club. 2-2. He swings, chops it foul, back behind home. And it's still 2-2. White batting gloves against a two-tone bat. Black barrel, tan handle. He dips his left foot to the back of the left-handed batter's box and stands back in. Watson has his sign. Right-hander from the stretch. Tries the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Got him. Breaking ball high of the zone. One away on the sixth strikeout for Nolan Watson. It's Johnny Ornelas now at the top of the Riders' card, third time through. Three nothing, San Antonio leads it. Bottom five. First pitch to Ornelas. Just inside. Slider missed, and it's 1-0. Ornelas 0-2 today. Make him 4-18 in the series now. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Rocked a fastball by him. 1-1. Ornelas, unfortunately, has seen that batting average dip just a little bit. Still above 300 at 306. But the extra base hits have come plentifully as the 1-1 is on the outside corner, but just a bit low, and it's 2-1. Ornelas now with 12 home runs. A career high. 16 doubles as well. 2-1. He swings and misses on a good changeup. Actually, that was the slider again, and it's 2-2. Really maturing into that body. A former third-round selection out of high school. Still just 22 years old and played a majority of the season as a 21-year-old. Here in Double-A. He and J.P. Martinez kind of shared the leadoff spot, but after Martinez has graduated up to AAA, he's been the leadoff hitter for the Rough Riders. Watson looks in for the sign. And the right-hander, the 2-2. Cued off the end of the bat, foul right side, and the count's still 2-2. Ornelas Ellis has a chance at the batting crown in the Texas League. And a chance at the Riders' history books as well. Slot himself among those who have hit 300 over a full season with the Riders. 2-2. Strike three called. Got him at the knees in the outside corner. Back-to-back Ks for Nolan Watson in this fifth inning. Two outs. Seven strikeouts for him. And there's Luis Angel Acuna. Only four players have hit over 300 over a full season with the Rough Riders in their franchise history. Ellis trying to notch his name in with that bunch. Acuna for two tonight. Two outs, bases clear. Riders trailing 3-0. The pitch in. Clips the outside corner. Belt high for a strike. 0-1. Acuna with the yellow gear. 0-1. He swings and misses. Out in front of a slider, and it's 0-2. The gear being the elbow guard, the shin guard, the bat tape. These are all his brother's gear. The pitch in. Off the end of the bat, a flare into shallow left field. Ornelas coming in, still charging in. Can't get it. It falls for a base hit. Wide turn by Acuna. He makes his way back into first. On an 0-2 pitch. Off the end of the bat, he was able to float it into shallow left for a hit. Ornelas can really hit a left fielder for San Antonio, but it's not the fastest man out there in left field, and he couldn't catch up to that fly ball. A two-out single, and here's Justin Foskey. Foskey drew a walk back in the third. He's 0-for-1. First pitch his way. Actually, a throw over to first before that, and Acuna's back in. Foskey, the number four prospect in the Rangers organization, according to MLB.com. Number nine, according to Baseball America, on their re-rankings. Pitch in. Acuna takes off on a pitch out, and it slips out of Rivas's glove. The catcher, Acuna, in there easily with his second steal in a Riders uniform. It was a pitch out, but the throw was more back towards the outside corner, so Rivas jumped out to his right, had to reach back to his left, and couldn't catch it cleanly.
Is that the first pitch out you've seen this season?
Might be.
I've never seen a pitch out this year.
Very often in the minors that you see it. Pitch into Foskey. He swings, fouls it off Rivas. 1-1. An RBI opportunity for Foskey. Rough Riders looking for their first run. They trail 3-0, bottom five. Two outs, runner at second. Open stance from the right side for Foskey. 1-1. He swings, hits it off the end of the bat. A fly ball into shallow left field. Ornelas coming in, slides, can't make the catch. It's off the tip of his glove. Acuna in to score from second. Foskey dives headfirst into second base with an RBI double. Rough Riders on the board.
There's that crowd. There's nothing to cheer about for the most part of tonight. And a couple of fly balls that have tested Ornelas out in left field. Gutsy run by Foskey to get to second base, but a little effort sliding in there safely.
Rough Riders trail 3-1 now in the fifth. Foskey kind of more of a belly flop in a second and a slide, but it counts. He's at second base after trading places with Acuna, and here's Kellen Strong. Rough Riders down 3-1, but they're on the board. First pitch. Strom fights it off, shallow right field, a floater falls for a hit. Foskey motoring around third, he scores without a throw. One run game in the bottom of the fifth. RBI single for Kellen Strom. Rough Riders down 3-2. First pitch riding inside on him with a fastball, and he fought it off the handle out into shallow right field. Kellen Strom, after being victimized in his first two at-bats, striking out twice against Watson. Watson wasting no time singling to right. And the Rough Riders are now well within striking distance. Quick mound visit for Webster Rivas, the catcher. David Garcia, who's 1-for-2, is ready to stand in for the Rough Riders. Missions will get some action going in their bullpen down the right field line. Garcia singled to center on a ground ball in the second, and then grounded out hard to second base in the fourth. 3 consecutive hits with 2 outs in the fifth, all after 2 consecutive strikeouts from Watson. Initial pitch. Outside, back pick to first, and it gets away from Dixon off to his right. Strom down to second, the throw, not in time, that kicks away into left center. Strom up to third, and he stops right there. Well, the aggressive base running of Kellen Strom gets 2 errors in the same play. And the Rough Riders have a runner at third, representing the tying run with 2 outs now. Strom took an aggressive secondary lead, causing a throwback behind him from Rivas, where it went off the tip of Brandon Dixon's glove off to his left, just about 10 feet. He was able to throw on to second to make it close, but it got away from the shortstop Domingo Leyva, and now Strom's at third. The pitch in off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and no strikes to Garcia. Rough Riders already with 2 runs in here in the fifth. Now an opportunity to tie the game with a base hit or an errant throw from Watson. 2-0 pitch. Low of the zone, and it's 3 balls and no strikes with Jax Biggers, who's 2-for-2 on deck. So go E1 and E3, moving Strom to third. 3-0. Down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball at 93. 3-1. Stretch in the 3-1 pitch. Down low and inside, ball 4. Runners at the edges now for the Rough Riders. Fred Schlichtholz is warming out of the bullpen for San Antonio. He's usually been a late-inning guy for the Missions. It tells you how big this situation is as Pete Zamora, the pitching coach for San Antonio, exits their dugout. And he's going to go have a chat with Watson. 3-2, Rough Riders trail, 2 runs in this bottom of the fifth inning. Again, all with 2 outs after Watson struck out the first 2 he saw in the inning. It then went Luis Angel Acuna, single to left off the end of the bat. Justin Foscue then doubled to left on, again, a ball off the end of the bat that broke his bat. Ornelas tried to make the sliding catch, or an ELOS, I should say. And it went off the tip of his glove for an RBI double. Kellen Strom then a softly hit RBI single to right, and David Garcia walked. So runners at first and third. And Jax Biggers, who has hit the ball hard twice tonight for a single and a double, looking to give the Rough Riders the lead with the ball in the gap or tie the game up with a single. They're getting loud here at Riders Field. Biggers in for the left side. Watson still on the hill. Stretch by the right hander. First pitch. Down in the dirt. 1 ball, no strikes. Misses on the first pitch slider. So that was the changeup. Biggers double back in the fourth. Missed a home run by about 4 feet off the top of the wall. Watson readies in the 1-0. Quick throw over to first. Garcia back in safely. Not really a runner, just 0-for-1 in stolen bases this year. Hey, 1-0 toss. Biggers lines it down the right side and foul. Got out in front of it. 1-1. Couldn't ask for a much better opportunity to score. The hot hitter at the plate. Biggers over his last seven games entering into tonight, hitting .364. And then you add on to his two more hits tonight. 1-1. Breaking ball, low of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. Missing with the slider. Biggers ahead in the count now. Josh Stowers is on deck. If we get that far in the bottom of the fifth inning, Riders trailing 3-2. 2-1. Down in the dirt, Rivas blocks to save a run, and it's 3-1. On Biggers. Jack's now hitting .291. Looking for a fastball on 3-1. He chokes up slightly. Watson brings it in. Chopper foul back behind home. 3-2. Big alley in left center field, the opposite way for Biggers. Strom takes his lead from third. Garcia from first. He'll be off on this pitch with a 3-2 and two outs. Watson kicks and fires. Soft grounder to second. Ryan Melian, he picks, fires onto first, and gets Biggers for the final out of the fifth inning. But two runs come across for the Rough Riders on three hits, two errors, and two left on base. 3-2 ball game. Riders trail as we go to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Zach Kent exits in the sixth inning, and Avery Weems replaces him on the mound for the Rough Riders. Frisco scoring a pair of runs in the fifth inning to bring the Rough Riders back to a 3-2 game. They're feeling pretty good with Avery Weems on the hill, who's thrown very well lately. The left-hander out of Flagstaff, Arizona. 2-5 this year, a 5.05 ERA. He's making his seventh appearance out of the bullpen. His 21st overall, 73 innings, 89 strikeouts for the left-hander this year, to 26 walks. He faces Juan Fernandez to start things off in the sixth, who's 0-2 tonight. First pitch, inside. Misses with the slider, and it's 0-1. Zach Gent finishes off a night that actually looks a lot better than what it did after the fourth inning. 1-0. Catches the outside corner for a strike. And the count goes to 1-1. Kent's final line, 5 innings, allowing 3 runs on 6 hits. 1-1 toss on the way from Weems. Just down low and inside. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 94 on the fastball. Kent, 7 strikeouts to no walks. And that's big, the 0 walks. 2-1. Swinging a foul at the plate right off Garcia. And it's 2-2. The Rough Riders very happy with Kent and what he was able to do in that fifth inning, striking out the side after allowing the 3 runs in the fourth. Always great when you see a guy give up a few runs and then come back and he strikes out the side or has a good inning to finish off his outing. That's exactly what Kent did. 2-2. Fernandez takes inside. Good fastball from Weems at 96. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Weems back into his windup in the payoff. Hard grounder to third. Foscue picks to his left from a knee and fires across for the out. One away in the sixth inning, and here's Brandon Dixon. Dixon, a 2-run bomb in the fourth inning. Out to left center field. For Dixon, his 6th home run of the season. Weems back into his wind in the first pitch. Fouled straight back. 0-1. Dixon, a really big part of this offense. And so huge to get him back in the lineup if you're San Antonio. Coming off the injured list. 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Dixon, a former Dodgers draft pick out of Arizona back in 2013. He's bounced around a ton. He's 30 years old. And most recently signed with the Padres organization in 2022 after not playing professional baseball in 2021. 0-2. Check swing on a pitch down, and he was able to hold up, according to Willie Traynor, our first base umpire. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Released by the Tigers in 2020, played indie ball, and then now back in affiliated baseball, spending some time in El Paso at the AAA level this year. Not much, though, just 1 game. 1-2. Backs him off the plate on an inside pitch. 2 balls, 2 strikes. We'll probably see Avery Weems for at least 2 to 3 innings. Been the long relief guy. 2-2. Down low and inside. And so that really good slider from Weems, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three-two, Rough Riders trail. Top of the sixth inning. One out, base is clear. Weems the payoff. Got him looking. Strike 3 call with the slider right down the heart of the plate. He froze Brandon Dixon, and there are 2 away. Rough Riders trailing by 1, top of the sixth inning, 2 outs now. And here's Kelvin Melion. Melion a single back in the fourth. He's 1 for 2. Weems peels and fires in. Line the opposite way and foul down the right side. 0-1. Henry, who will be the starter in tomorrow's ball game and the starter in game one of this series as well for the Missions, is the first base coach today. And he was signaling fair, even though it was fouled by about 20 feet or so. Bit of a homer as a first base coach, but that's all right. Weems has his sign, raises his glove from the belt, up just below his chin, winds in the 0-1. Hard grounded to third, and it gets past Foscue off the tip of his glove down the left side in foul territory. Melion Rounds on his way to second, and the throw is late. He's in there at second base with two outs on a very weird play for Foscue as he turned his shoulders like he was going to backhand it. And then it turned out the ball was on his left side, so with his shoulders off to his right, he reached back down to his left and tried to make the play. O'Melion at second. Two outs, runner in scoring position for Ripken Reyes. From the stretch, look back towards second in the pitch. Strike on the upper edge, inside corner, 0-1. Melion reaches on the E5. Third error of the ball game for the Rough Riders. They had two errors back in the third. Weems stretches. 0-1. Down low and inside, and the count goes to 1-1. Reyes, 1-for-2 with a single back in the fourth. Pitch in. Fouled away, right side, and the count goes to 1-2. 3-2 our score, Rough Riders trailing the Missions.
Did you see Josh Young able to pick up his second home run in his fourth game since rejoining action?
Amazing.
That's big time.
Former Rough Rider last year. At the time, the top prospect of the Rangers system before some guy named Jack Leiter was picked. Stretch by the left-hander and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Fly ball to center, sending Stowers back, shows his number. He's under it, though. Makes the catch. A nice inning by Avery Weems. Just the error behind him, the only base runner. No runs, no hits. An error and a runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Riders trailing 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 3-2 as we maneuver our way into the bottom of the sixth inning from Riders Field. Rough Riders with two runs in the home half of the fifth. Now trying to tie or take the lead in this sixth inning. Josh Stowers to start things off against Fred Schlichtholz, the new man on the hill. First pitch. There's a pop-up on the right side of the infield, foul territory. Dixon over towards the warning track, and the first baseman makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Schlichtholz coming out of the bullpen, and there's one away. Bottom third due up for the Rough Riders. It was Josh Stowers who popped out there. Miguel Aparicio now, and Jordan Procession after. 3-2 ball game. Rough Riders trailing. Fred Schlichtholz has been nasty. And, well, Miguel Aparicio took too long to get in the box. It's a pitch clock violation, and it's 0-1. Schlichtholz, the 0-1 pitch. Rip and a foul back into Webster Rivas' glove, and the count goes to 0-2 just like that. Left-hander readies, and the 26-year-old fires just off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Selected in the 13th round out of Fresno State. 6'3". Left-hander started in Fort Wayne this year. 1-2. Low and outside, 2-2. Made just four appearances there and then came up here at the AA level, where in 15 outings, 0-2, a 1.77 earned run average. 25 Ks and 20 and a third innings. 2-2. Fouled off of Rivas' glove. Still two balls, two strikes. The very odd thing with Fred Schlichtholz is that with his ERA being under 2, you'd think he'd just been absolutely dominant this year. It's not really the case. 2-2. Chopper, right side of the infield, and foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Opponents are hitting 305 against Schlichtholz this year. Well, he's had a tough time getting guys out at times, but he does not allow them to score. That's for sure. 2-2 on Aparicio. Riders trailing 3-2, bottom of the sixth inning. One out, base is clear. Pitch in. Down low and inside. 3 balls, two strikes on Aparicio. Pitch in. Foul back to the netting. Still 3 balls, two strikes. 0 for 1 day for the Riders left fielder with a walk. Walked on 4 pitches back in the second. Infield plays back into pole. Offering in. Line drive the opposite way into left field for a base hit. Aparicio barrels it up and singles the opposite way.
Zach Ryder's needing production from this bottom of the order, and hopefully it's Aparicio that can be able to do that. 7-8-9, he's been the only one to get on base. He did it with a walk on the second, and there's the first hit from the bottom of the card. Nice way to turn it back to the top. How about Johnny Ornelas 0 for 3 tonight? See if he can get it going and see if he can have an at-bat after Jay Pro here.
Procession 0 for 2. The pitch is low, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. A very rare 0 for Johnny Ornelas. Couple strikeouts, too, just as rare.
New pitcher on the mound, kind of feeling the offense starting to buzz a little bit, might be enough to get him going from the plate.
1-0 toss. High and off the outside corner, 2 balls, no strikes. That's the hope, of course. Rough Riders trailing 3-2. Now out hitting San Antonio 7-6. Pitch in. Strike on the outside corner with the fastball, and it's 2 balls and one strike. Saw Schlichtholz in this series earlier. He fires in the 2-1. Check swing. And he went around for the strike. It's 2-2. Schlichtholz went in the opener of this series, firing an inning, allowing a run. It's an RBI double by Jax Biggers in the ninth inning. and made it a one-run game. Rough Riders ended up losing that one 6-5. Runner at first, 2-2 on procession. Offering home. Stride, three called. Got him on the outside corner. Two outs. First strikeout for Schlichtholz. And that brings Ornelas to the plate. Nolan Watson, the starter for San Antonio. His final line, five innings, allowing his two runs, both earned on six hits. Seven strikeouts to three walks. Rough Riders, plenty of base runners, just haven't been able to cash in. First pitch is flicked foul right side by Ornelas, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders have stranded a grand total of seven, and all of them coming over the last four innings. Pitch home. Inside. Ornelas kicks his back leg away from it to get out of the way, and it's 1-1. Well, you want to try and push a run across here. If not in the seventh, it would be the meat of the order for the Riders. The pitch. Low of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike, and that's just as good. Trying to set things up. The good part of your lineup up. Try and push across a run. 2-1. Ground ball, third base side. Backhanded stop, Fernandez. Straightens up, fires across, and gets Ornelas. Finish off the inning. Rough Riders get a single from Aparicio, but no runs on a hit, no errors. Runner left stranded. Turned away in the sixth. Top seven coming up. Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play when we come back. Riders trailing 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the seventh from Frisco, Texas. San Antonio is still out in front of the Riders, 3-2 our score. Frisco out hitting the Mission 7-6. Five combined errors in tonight's ballgame. Certainly one of the messier games that we've seen in the recent stretch. Left-hander Avery Weems back on the bump. Matthew Acosta, the left-handed outfielder, standing in. The first pitch, a rip and a miss. And it's 0-1. Get you some scores elsewhere around the Texas League. Is Acosta ready? Weems from the left side, back out for his second inning. The 0-1. Drops into the zone at 88. No balls and two strikes. Avery Weems picking up a backwards K in the sixth inning. Only one strikeout. From the left side, lefty-lefty to Acosta, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. And Avery Weems with his second strikeout.
cuts down the leadoff man to begin the seventh. Top of the order due up. And here comes Domingo Leyba. Got him with the fastball outside. And Acosta couldn't find contact. Midland on top of Tulsa, 5-2. Kyle McCann with a home run in the top of the seventh as Weems comes home. First pitch to Leyba, missing inside. 1-0. That guy killed Frisco at Riders Field when Midland came to town before the All-Star break. 1-0 toss. Way outside. 94-mile-an-hour heater from Weems, and it's 2-0. Picked up his 17th as Midland in front by 3 on the road. Riders need a win. They'll drop to 3 games out. 2 balls, no strikes, a pitch. Swing and a miss to Leyba, and it's 2-1. We mentioned Frisco in the Amarillo series taking 5 of 6. That can be convincing enough to that you were able to somewhat handle and dominate that series, but wasn't entirely the case. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Leyba again can't find that changeup, and it's 2-2. Count's evened up, bases clear, and one out. The 2-2 just missed down and in. Full count to Domingo Leyba, 0-3 tonight. Shortstop at the top of the card. Tirso Ornelas on deck. He'll have an at-bat. Weems the payoff. Hard hit ball out to straightaway center. Stowers on the move, deep to his left, and makes a running catch. Weems gives him a fastball down the heart of the plate at 95, and Leyba with a fly out to center. He's 0-4 tonight. Two up, two down for Avery Weems. 9 pitches used to begin the seventh inning, and here comes Tirso Ornelas. San Antonio doing all of their offense back in the fourth inning of work on Zach Kent, Frisco right-handed starter. Gave up a double and an RBI single to begin the inning. Lefty-lefty to Ornelas. Weems, the first pitch, missing inside. Tied at the hands at 93, and it's 1-0. Kent got Fernandez down with a runner aboard and nobody out on a backwards K. That was the first out of the inning. The 1-0. Down and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Then Brandon Dixon with his 6th homer of the year. Tonight is Dixon's first game back from the 60-day IL. He's 1-for-3. 2 backwards Ks, but that 2-run shot. 2-0. Finds the outer edge of the zone. Now the count's 2-1. Then Kelvin Melly on a base hit. Ripken Reyes a base hit. Both of those on the first pitch of the at-bat from Kent. 2-1 pitch. Tapper right side of the infield and a slow roller that is finally called dead. Ornelas from the left side didn't flinch out of the box on a ball that must have deflected off of his foot. High bouncing ball. Evens up the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, then Kent with a strikeout. That was his 4th. The 2nd out of the inning got Domingo Leyba to ground out, and it brought a 3-run, 5-hit inning to a close. He came out for the 5th. Struck out the side. 2-2 pitch. Just missed inside. Counts full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Avery Weems, the only base runner given up, was an error committed by Foscue back in the 6th inning. From the stretch, the 3-2. Ground ball left side. Ornelas with it. The shortstop throws to first. They got him. 1-2-3 inning for Avery Weems. No runs, no hits. Picked up his 2nd strikeout, and that'll do it. Stretch time at Riders Field. Frisco still trailing 3-2. We go to the home half of the 7th inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Still Fred Schlichtholz, the left-hander, back out. We start at the bottom of the seventh. Luis Angel Acuna chopping at the first pitch he sees, fouls it off his left leg. Off and going in the bottom of the seventh after the stretch. Frisco with 2-3-4 due up. And it begins with Acuna. 1-for-3 night for the second baseman. He had a base hit back in the fifth inning that helped kickstart a two-run rally. Two runs came in on three consecutive hits. A one missed inside. One ball, one strike. Final inning for the right-handed starter, Nolan Watson. Back-to-back punch-outs. The 1-1. Slow roller left side on a bouncing ball to Leyba. Cuts it off. Throws to first. And Acuna fried. Three pitches to Acuna. He grounds out left side of the infield and the leadoff man retired. Here comes the third baseman, Justin Foscue. Riders trailing 3-2 with one out in the seventh. Frisco rode a 7-game winning streak back last week. As Schlichtholz comes home to Foscue. First pitch low. One ball, no strikes. They ended the Springfield series with back-to-back wins on the road. And then won the first five out of the gate against the Saudis before dropping Sunday. They won seven in a row. The 1-0. Ground ball to Leyba. Again, the shortstop with it. Throws to first. And a lofting toss in time. Five pitches from the left-hander Schlichtholz, and there's two gone. Pair of ground balls to Leyba at short. Kellen Strom now coming to the plate. Frisco dropped that Sunday game against Amarillo. They haven't won consecutively since. For a while, the Rough Riders had a difficult time stringing together wins throughout the season. They've mostly played 500 ball at Riders Field. Schlichtholz the first pitch. Misses the zone, a little low. It's 1-0. One ball, no strikes to Strom, tonight's designated hitter for Frisco. As the southpaw Schlichtholz comes home. There's a called strike. 87 miles an hour on a breaking ball that finds its own inside on Strom, and it's 1-1. Strom had a part in that two-out rally, I should say, in the fifth. RBI base hit. 1-1 low in the dirt. Two balls and a strike from Schlichtholz. As the Riders were able to clipped the line of Watson before he departed for five innings of work tonight. They got him for two earned runs on six hits, three walks. 2-1 pitch. Again a taken strike. This time at 92 on the fastball inside, and the count's evened up. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Strom had a high and in fastball that he was able to get the bat around. Kind of a jam shot, but dropped it in right field. 2-2. Off the plate. Full count to Strom with nobody aboard for him, and the catcher David Garcia awaiting on deck. Strom had Foscue at second, who recently had an RBI double to bring Acuna in. Strom scored Foscue from second on his RBI single. Payoff pitch, Will Wade, and a pitch clock violation on a full count with two outs.
And now the speedster, Kellen Strom, aboard. Second time on base tonight. Boy, that's a killer if you're Schlichtels. Strom was at first base back in the fifth inning with two outs. Webster Rivas tried to throw down on a back pick attempt to Dixon. It snuck away from the first baseman. Strom took second. And the throw to second kicked into center field. Strom took third. First pitch to David Garcia. Ground ball to second. Kelvin Melion with it. He'll elect to toss to first. And that'll do it. Two out walk, left stranded as David Garcia bouncing out on the first pitch to him. And the Rough Riders with no runs on no hits in the bottom of the seventh inning. Still a 3-2 ball game. We roll on into the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Just about set to start the eighth inning from Riders Field. It's Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you for another Frisco night. August 13th, and we're a quarter past nine in North Texas. Summer continuing to breeze on by us. Top of the eighth starting now is the southpaw Avery Weems back on the mound. He'll face Yorman Rodriguez standing in. First pitch, high and outside. One ball, no strikes. Happy to have another Dallas Black Giants tribute ball game. That'll be tomorrow night, 1 hour earlier, 6:05 at Riders Field. Avery Weems, the 1-0 pitch. Just missing the zone. 93 miles an hour fastball looked good, and it's now two balls, no strikes. 3-4-5 due up for San Antonio in the top of the eighth inning. Two balls, no strikes. That's off the plate. Now the count 3-0 to Yorman Rodriguez, who picked up a double in the fourth inning. The leadoff hitter on Zach Kent. One of five hits in that fourth frame. Three balls, no strikes. Had the red light on a 3-0, and a pitch caught the zone. Weems now in business 3-1. Kid Sunday Funday also tomorrow night. It's presented by Raising Cane's. 3-1 offer. 92 miles an hour and a taken strike. Counts full to Rodriguez after three straight misses. Back-to-back taken strikes to put Weems in business. We've got post-game fireworks tonight, Skylit Saturday. The fireworks presented by Primrose Schools. Post-game fireworks. Fans will take the field as soon as the Riders head into that home clubhouse. Payoff pitch from Weems. Down and inside, low for ball four. First walk allowed by Weems comes to begin the eighth inning. Webster Rivas, the catcher, due up now. After this series at Riders Field, Frisco hits the road. They go down to South Texas beginning Tuesday, August 16th for the final road trip final full road trip, should say, in the month of August against the Corpus Christi Hooks. Lefty-righty to Webster Rivas, the pitch home. Missing outside. One ball, no strikes. Weems has had really competitive misses in this inning. He walked Yorman Rodriguez on six pitches to lead off the inning. And probably three of those four balls called were on the black or on the border somewhere. 1-0. That's down and inside. Two balls, no strikes. The fourth ball looked similar to that, a slider down and in by the toes to Rodriguez. But he's been really tight on the zone to hitters in this inning. He's not getting the benefit of a call. Runner at first base, nobody out. And Weems kicks the 2-0. There's a taken strike, and it's 2-1. That's a big series against Corpus Christi on the road. The Hooks standing at 16-21. As of tonight, they're 8 games out of first. Weems set from the left side, kicks the 2-1 pitch. Runs it in there. 90 miles an hour, and it nips the inner edge. Two balls, two strikes. Hooks, however, are 8-10 at home. But it's been their bullpen that can be a bit of an issue. They've given up 213 runs in the second half of the season. Weems ready with the break-even pitch. Kicks and comes home. Down and in. It's that slider again that Rivas wants no part of. And the count's full. Three balls, two strikes. Looking at run differentials in the first and second half, for the most part, it's kind of a split, but runs allowed are way more often in the north than the south. Weems again, another 3-2. Runner goes. Chopper third base side and fair. Foscue a long throw to first on a hop and out of the glove of Procession. Rodriguez can take third on a ball that was off the chalk up the third base line. It was a long throw for Foscue. Had to get it there in time. And the pick couldn't be dug out at first base. Runners at the corners, nobody gone. And the third baseman, Juan Fernandez, is going to be due up. Weems hasn't had the best luck tonight. He had an E5 back in the sixth inning. Fortunately, got out of that. 1-2-3 in the seventh, but now here in the eighth. A leadoff walk on some close pitches, and now everybody's safe. First pitch. That's dumped in there. No balls and a strike to the third baseman, Juan Fernandez, who's 0-for-3 tonight. A couple ground balls and a strikeout for him in the fourth. Weems checking first base. Now the 0-1. Fought in the air to right field, dropping quickly as Biggers has it on a hop. Quickly throws back in, the throw to second. They got him! 9-6, force out at second base. And boy, is Rivas hot. Of course, had to give it a watch out in right field to make sure that it wouldn't be caught. And Biggers, the infielder, fried him at second. Rodriguez does come in to score on what turns out to be an RBI base hit for Juan Fernandez. But Webster Rivas is furious. Long break in the action before Brandon Dixon coming in from the right side. Lefty-righty in the first pitch home. Weems drops it in there, and it's 0-1. That Rivas ground ball that was up the third base line goes down as a base hit despite the pick attempt at first base. Runner at first, the 0-1. Ground ball up the middle and through the hole for a base hit. Stowers comes in to cut it off. And Fernandez up to second base. He's there standing.
Two aboard, two out for Avery Weems in the top of the eighth inning as this third frame of work continues to be a tough one for him. Nothing's really been clean. See if he can find the final out on Kelvin Melion, the second baseman. He's one for three tonight. And he was the one to reach on an error back in the sixth inning on Weems' account. Lefty-righty to Melion with two on. Check second base and the first pitch. Missing low. One ball, no strikes. So Dixon at first base on the base hit. And Fernandez at second on the fielder's choice. Weems starting to slow his pace. Nobody throwing for Frisco. The 1-0. Tapper on a slow roller left side. Foscue no play to second. He'll get one to first for the second out. Melion advancing both runners with Fernandez down to third. Dixon to second. But a big second out in the inning. Ripken Reyes, the right fielder, coming to the plate now. I think the plan all along was for Zach Kent to try and get Frisco halfway home. And then just turn it over to Avery Weems to see how far he can go. Guy that has had distance in his box scores lately. Lefty-righty matchup on Ripken Reyes, the switch hitter standing in from the right side. Weems with two in scoring position on him and looking to keep it a one-run ball game. Weems comes set from the belt and the first pitch home. Down and in, gets away from Garcia. He can't find it, and Fernandez can score from third. Everybody advancing. And on the first pitch, a ball missing way down and inside, snuck by Garcia. And a run comes in to score. Dixon down to third base. Two outs in the inning. Count is 1-0 as Weems kicks and comes home again. Ground ball, hard hit to the third baseman, Foscue, who's got it on a couple hops. Throws to first, and there's the final out. San Antonio stretching their lead. They get two more runs in the top of the eighth inning. It's now a 5-2 advantage over Frisco. We go to the bottom half. Rough Riders trailing on a Saturday night. Back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Missions making a pitching change for the bottom of the eighth inning. San Antonio with two more runs in the top of the eighth. It's 5-2, San Antonio out in front. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you
as the left-hander Osvaldo Hernandez out and getting loose, set to take over Fred Schlichtel's two innings, all she wrote tonight for this fellow southpaw. And here's Osvaldo Hernandez. Missions with two runs in on two hits in what felt like a circus of a top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders with only one hit in their last two trips to the plate. Here's Jax Biggers. First pitch from Hernandez, missing low. And it's one ball, no strikes. Hernandez at 24 years old, the native of Havana, Cuba. The 1-0 runs in there. It's a taken strike. 1-1. Hernandez this year, 4.78 earned run average, his break even. That misses low. Two balls and a strike. 4-2 his record. He makes his 27th appearance for San Antonio. 2-1. Missing off the plate. Three balls and a strike to Biggers. It's been a good night for the right fielder. A base hit and a double for him in three trips to the plate. Hernandez from the left side, the 3-1. Catches the outer edge on a ball off the plate for strike two. Biggers was ready to head to first. Hernandez from the left, the payoff. Called strike three. Biggers goes down watching. Gets a tough break to begin the eighth inning. One gone as Hernandez able to sit down his first batter faced on the strikeout. Center fielder Josh Stowers is next. A defensive change for San Antonio as they put in Ethan Skender at third base. That'll do it for Juan Fernandez tonight. Hernandez, the first pitch to Stowers, missing, and it's 1-0. Riders trailing 5-2 in the eighth. Next toss, Stowers lifts one high in the air out to right center field. Long run in for Reyes, and it's the second baseman, Melion, and the two collide. Stowers to second, and he'll stop there. What looked like a routine fly ball to right field, and it found the grass. Stowers just lifted this one high in the air and all the way in. Reyes looked like he crashed into Melion, who was right underneath it. Couldn't have been communication between the two there, with Melion looking like he had it the entire time. Miguel Aparicio will have a chance. It's been a wild ball game. Just about 2.5 hours gone by in this one in the bottom of the eighth, and Stowers standing in scoring position at second base. Lefty-lefty to Miguel Aparicio. Osvaldo Hernandez, new on the mound, comes home. Inside, it hit him. On the first pitch, a breaking ball at 74. Must have slipped out of the hand of Hernandez, and that puts two on, only one out. Jordan Procession, the first baseman's next. That sets up a lefty-lefty matchup. Boy, three pitches from Hernandez in the last two batters faced, and both aboard. And really both on mental mistakes. First pitch to Procession standing in. Slapped foul on a line drive back to the net. 0-1. First baseman Procession 0-3 tonight. He flew out to left field in the second. And it's been back-to-back strikeouts for him. Hernandez, the 0-1. Check swing up the third baseline, and it's fair. Throw to first base is in time. Boy, both runners advance with Stowers down to third. Aparicio to second. That's Ethan Skender, new into the game. So it looked like it might have hit off the hand of Procession. So both runners advance. Top of the order, and now two outs. Johnny Ornelas is next. Philip Wellman making the long walk out. Looks like the Missions are going to make a change to the mound. Pitching change coming up. Osvaldo Hernandez came out to start the eighth inning.
and recorded two outs, but that's going to do it for him. San Antonio going to the bullpen will step aside for the pitching change from Frisco, Texas. 5-2 missions, but the Riders bringing the tying run to the plate when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco with a run scoring chance in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the mission's turning to Moises Lugo. Right-hander taking over out on the mound as Osvaldo Hernandez throwing just 11 pitches. Two in scoring position for Jonathan Ornelas. Righty-righty. And the first pitch from Lugo runs it in there for a taken strike. And it's 0-1. Rough Riders haven't had a run since the fifth inning. Only one hit since the fifth inning as well. No balls and a strike. Ornelas goes around on a pitch, diving down and away. That's a tough take, and it's 0-2. Lugo getting a fortunate break there on the at-bat to Ornelas, who's 0-4 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. He's got two in scoring position. Lugo, the pitch home. Down and blocked by Rivas on a huge stop behind the plate. One ball, two strikes to Ornelas. Josh Stower stands at third. He reached on an error from the second baseman, Kellen Melion. And then Miguel Aparicio hit by a pitch. He stands at second. Two outs in the inning and a one ball, two strike count to Ornelas. Lugo sets, checks third, and comes home. High and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Frisco trailing 5-2. In the bottom of the eighth inning. Both of those runs came with two outs in the fifth. They've got two outs here. Lugo, the break even. Ground ball back up the middle. Base hit center field. Stower scores from third. Aparicio from second comes in as well. Two-run RBI single by Jonathan Ornelas. Riders trail it by a run. It's 5-4 missions in the eighth. Ornelas with his first hit of the night, and it couldn't have come at a bigger time. And here comes Luis Angel Acuña. On an 0-2 start to the at-bat, Ornelas fights back. He stands at first. First pitch to Acuña. Down and away in a gloving stop by Rivas on a bouncing ball in the dirt. Tough spot for Lugo, who comes in and inherited two in scoring position. But he was in a great spot on Ornelas with an 0-2 count almost immediately.
Acuna's 1-for-4 tonight. He had a base hit in the fifth and came in to score. Righty-righty to him. Lugo, the 1-0 pitch. Taking strike. Count's evened up 1-1. Stowers and Aparicio both scoring on the Ornelas RBI single up the middle. One ball, one strike. The pitch home. Breaking ball. Taken strike two. A late strike call on a pitch that was diving out of the zone. And the Rough Riders dugout not pleased with it. Acuna now having to fight. Staring at a 1-2 count. Lugo the pitch home. Runner goes. Slapped in the air. Right siding heading for the seats. We'll do the 1-2 over again. Big thing about the Ornelas single that scores two runs is that even if Frisco can't come up to tie the game in the bottom of the eighth inning, you at least dwindle it down to a run. You have a fighting chance in the ninth. One ball, two strikes. Lugo comes home. Off the plate on a tight miss. And a big-time take by Acuna. The count's evened up. Two balls, two strikes. It is 5-4 San Antonio. Lugo set from the right side. Throw back to first and Ornelas to the bag safely. He had a jump to second earlier in the at-bat to Acuna. And so Lugo, the right-hander, trying to see if he can get Ornelas out on a half stride to second. Lugo coming set. Two balls, two strikes to Acuna, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. And that's the final out of the eighth inning. A big two-run single for Jonathan Ornelas up the middle. And the Riders getting two big runs back. It's a one-run ball game. We go to the ninth, 5-4, Frisco trailing. And Zach Bigley back with you on the play-by-play when we come back for the ninth. Next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trail the Missions 5-4 here on the Riders Baseball Network. Alongside Chris Jaron, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along in game 5 of 6 as the Rough Riders look for a come-from-behind win. Matthew Acosta starts it off against Avery Weems. First pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Fastball right on the outside edge. And Weems is ahead. Avery Weems has been really good in his three innings of work. Outside of that top half of the eighth, the pitch. Check swing on a pitch low and outside, and he went around. 0-2. Weems allowing those two runs in the eighth inning on a couple base hits. One run coming in on a fielder's choice. 9-6, a very rare play. Weems back into his wind, the 0-2. Foul away, left side, and it's still no balls and two strikes. a line drive to right field. Webster Rivas had to hold up to see if it was going to be caught by Jax Biggers in right. Bounce in front of him. He threw to second and got Rivas. A run came in to score on the play, though, so it was an RBI for Juan Fernandez. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider low of the zone, and Avery Weems picks up the strikeout. His second punch out. One out in the ninth inning. Top of the order in Domingo Leyba. 0-4 tonight. 5-4, Rough Riders trail, top of the ninth. Second run in that inning came across on a wild pitch. Weems rocks back and fires. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. So five runs, eight hits, three errors for the Missions. Four runs, eight hits, and three errors for the Rough Riders. It's been a pretty ugly game on this Saturday. Pretty rare as well. Haven't seen this many errors in a while. 0-1. Just rides inside. Ball and a strike. There's a look in by the left-hander. 1-1. Leyba grounds it foul left side. And Weems is ahead 1-2. Last time the Rough Riders committed this many errors was in the last day of July. They committed four in a game at Springfield. That was a wild game in which the Rough Riders won 14-12. Weems has his sign. The left-hander offers in the 1-2. Way high and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders trying to keep it a 5-4 game as they go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Weems, the 2-2. Fouled away, back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Weems is a good guy to have out there to try and do that. Despite his 5.05 ERA, he's been much better as of late for the Rough Riders. He offers. There's a fly ball charged out to deep right center field. Biggers back. He's shy of the warning track. Makes the catch. Two outs. Tirso Ornelas stands in now. 5-4. Rough Riders trail top of the ninth. If you look back over his last eight outings, Avery Weems, a 1.76 ERA. It's over 30 and two-thirds innings, and he struck out 37 during that stretch. Opponents just hitting 200 against him over those last eight outings, four of them starts. First pitch, Ornelas pops it foul left side into the seats. 0-1. Weems continues to throw well in this one tonight, despite allowing the two tallies in the eighth. 0-1. Foul back. He's ahead 0-2. Well, the Rough Riders in the bottom of the ninth inning will have 3, 4, and 5 due up. That is exactly the portion of the order you want. If they wanted, they do have Blaine Krim on the bench for pinch hitting as well. 0-2. This is off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Fans sticking around for post-game fireworks, Skylit Saturday, presented by Primrose. And also to try and see the Riders win it. 1-2, swing and a miss, he got him. Went upstairs with a fastball for strike three, and Avery Weems a couple strikeouts. And a 1-2-3 ninth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Three Ks for Weems tonight. And we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Riders needing one to tie it and two to win it here on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders trailing 5-4 as we go into the bottom half of the ninth inning from Frisco, Texas. Justin Foscue to lead things off against Moises Lugo. And here's the stretch in the first pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So Foscue, Kellen Strom, David Garcia, 3-4-5 for the Rough Riders, needing 1 to tie and 2 to win it. Here's the stretch and the pitch home. Way outside, all the way back to the backstop, 1-1. Moises Lugo came in the 8th, allowed the 2-run single for Ornelas to make it a 1-run game. And then he struck out Luis Angel Acuña, not counting this appearance tonight. Lugo, 4 dominant outings against the Rough Riders this year. 1-1. Off the outside corner again, back to the backstop, 2-1. He's made one start against Frisco. In 11 innings, he's allowed just one earned run. A 0.82 ERA, 13 Ks over those 11 innings. Rough Riders just have 5 hits against him this season. And he's been good overall on the year as well. 2-1. Foscue fouls it back. 2-2. Lugo this year 6-0, a 3.17 ERA in his 24 outings. 54 strikeouts, or 54 innings, I should say, 74 strikeouts. And opponents hitting a very feeble 192. Hence Moises Lugo. 2-2 on Foscue, bases clear. Lugo pitches. Fouled straight back. Foscue stays alive. 1-for-3 today. Foscue walked in the third, an RBI double in the 5th inning. He also scored a run in the 5th. 5 RBIs, 5 runs scored for Foscue in this series. Productive player. Trying to find his way aboard. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Slider low and away. And there's one out on the second strikeout for Moises Lugo. Kellen Strom to the plate now. Strom 1-for-3 with an RBI single that came back in the 5th. He walked in the 7th. Riders down 5-4, bottom of the 9th. Lugo delivers. Slider low and away. 1-ball, no strikes. Strom back in from the right side. Lugo, the 1-0. Low and outside. Misses, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. When trailing entering the 9th inning, the Rough Riders have 2 wins this season. They're 2-38 in those instances. And just 1 walk-off win on the season. 2-0. This is up high, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. In terms of games decided in their last at-bat here at home, it's just been that one. 3-0. Swing and a miss. 3-1. But the Rough Riders do have 6 wins decided in their last at-bat on the road, meaning they score the go-ahead run in the top of the ninth or the top of an extra inning game. 3-1. Strike at the bottom of the zone, 3-2. Riders trailing by one, bottom half of the ninth inning. Right-hander's payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Climbed the ladder with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Top shelf. His third strikeout is the second out of the ninth inning, and David Garcia is the final hope for Frisco. 5-4 San Antonio. Missions would take a 3-2 series lead with a victory tonight. More importantly, Midland won tonight. First pitch. Breaking ball finds the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. So that would increase the lead to 3 games for the Midland Rockhounds in the South standings. The pitch is fouled away left side. It's 0-2. Two outs, bases clear. Riders trailing 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Garcia stands back in, switch hitter from the left side. 1-for-3 tonight. 0-2 pitch. Outside and high with the slider. 1-2. Lugo pins the glove to his left hip. He's got his sign and sets. And the 1-2 pitch. Garcia swings and misses strike 3. And San Antonio wins the ballgame. Moises Lugo strikes out the last 4 he sees. And the Rough Riders turned away in order in the ninth. San Antonio wins it 5-4. Rough Riders will look to tie the series and split it with a win in the finale tomorrow. That game is at 6:05, but stick with us. Chris Jarrett will knock things down in the postgame show when we come back. Riders fall 5-4 to San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Rough Riders drop another tough one this week as they got 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning to force it to a 1-run ball game. But unfortunately, all the action that they could muster tonight, 5-4, San Antonio out over Frisco on Saturday night, the final. Bruce Jarrett back with you as we start the Riders postgame show. 3 errors tonight for the Rough Riders, and unfortunately that's a tough break. Nolan Watson getting the win. He's now 4-4 on the year, and a tough loss goes to Zach Kent, now 1-3. Moises Lugo picking up the save. Taking a look at the Rough Riders box score tonight. Hitters 1-6 able to notch a base hit. Jack Spigger is the only Rough Rider with a multi-hit ball game. He goes 2-4, and the right fielder tonight,
but doesn't come in to score. It's Jonathan Ornelas with two RBI tonight in a 1-for-5 ball game. Brandon Dixon coming back off the 60-day IL, picking up his sixth home run of the year. Avery Weems, after the 5 innings from Zach Kent, throws 4 innings, 2 runs on 2 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts, as the Rough Riders pitchers tonight combined for 11 punchouts and just 1 walk. San Antonio, though, they were really powered by Nolan Watson. 7 strikeouts and 5 innings of work. He gave up the 2 runs on 6 hits, and both of those runs coming in the 5th inning. Rough Riders just felt like they really couldn't generate much off of them. Fred Schlichtels gets the hold, a strikeout and a walk on a base hit, but scoreless through 2 big innings, as the Rough Riders in the 6 had 7, 8, 9, and Aparicio with a base hit. They had the top of the order looming, but Schlichtels sat him down in the 6, and then 2, 3, 4 do up for Frisco in the 7th. They went ground out, walk, ground out on just 12 pitches, 6 strikes. That a big spot in the ballgame. Even though the 2 runs coming in the bottom of the 8th inning, Frisco tonight, unfortunately, just not able to get the job done. Rough Riders with the loss, now 58-49 overall this season. San Antonio at 55-50. We'll step aside on the Riders postgame show, come back and take some looks around the Texas League and some scores tonight in the action, and we'll set the stage for tomorrow's game. And the 6-game series will draw the series to a close tomorrow at 6:05. Back after this to put a bow on the broadcast on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back before post-game fireworks on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jarrett with you as we just crossed 10 o'clock from Frisco, Texas. Riders fall tonight 5-4 under San Antonio as the Mission's picking up the win and now leading the series 3-2 this week. Amarillo topping Springfield at Hodgetown tonight, 5-3 the final, as they were tied 3-3 going into the bottom of the 8th inning, and the Sod Poodles with 2 runs in the home half to take the 5-3 win. Midland with a win over Tulsa on the road, 6-2, out-hitting the Drillers 12-2 tonight. And that one's really tough. With the Riders' loss in concert with the Rockhounds' win, Frisco now 3 games out of the top spot in the North. There's still a lot of baseball left to be played. Arkansas 11-5 over Northwest Arkansas tonight, a game that had 24 combined hits at Dickey Stevens Park. That one can be a bit of a bang box with balls that don't really fly there in North Little Rock, but Arkansas all over Northwest Arkansas 11-5 as the Naturals are now 44-62 on the season. Wichita a tight one at home, but they got a run in the bottom of the 8th inning to break a 6-6 tie. They topped Corpus Christi tonight 7-6, the final score. Now looking at tomorrow's ball games, Corpus Christi and Wichita, they'll get a 1:05 start time at Riverfront Stadium, same time as Tulsa in Midland. Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, a 1:35 start at Dickey Stevens Park. And then Springfield, Amarillo, Frisco, and San Antonio, both of those games will be starting at 6:05. Mission starter yet to be determined, but for the Rough Riders, they'll send out the newly acquired Antoine Kelly, the left-hander at 6'5", 205 pounds. The native of just outside Chicago was drafted by the Brewers in the 2nd round in 2019. From Wabash Valley Community College, Kelly made a Futures game appearance in 2022 as he was invited for the Futures game and then dealt in the trade for Matt Bush as Matt Bush went to Milwaukee. And then Mark Matias, Antoine Kelly coming to the Texas Rangers. And Kelly, the last time out in his Double-A debut, was really strong out on the mound for Frisco as He sat down five batters in 3 2/3 innings, gave up an earned run in his first inning, but really bounced back after that and finished with 5 punch-outs. Only 3 2/3, though, hoping that they can cut him loose a little bit more and see how long Kelly can go tomorrow. As the Rough Riders looking for a Sunday win, it would unfortunately be a series split. San Antonio and Frisco already with a series split this year, as San Antonio has not taken a series over Frisco yet this season. The Rough Riders swept them at the Wolf in the first encounter between the two. And then here at Riders Field, San Antonio and Frisco took 3 from each other about the middle of the season and at the end of the month of May. And then Frisco, in their trip to San Antonio right after Stars and Stripes weekend, took 4 of 6. So the Rough Riders have yet to drop a series to San Antonio, and they don't intend to start tomorrow. 6:05 start time. Will be on the air at about 5:35 with pregame coverage as we put a bow on what will be tomorrow, a 12-game homestand to begin the month of August. And boy, has it flown by. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett saying so long one more time from Frisco, Texas. San Antonio over Frisco tonight, 5-4, the final score. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a great rest of your weekend. And we're signing off from Frisco, Texas. Talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.